when two conservative activists, posing as a pimp and prostitute, released covert videotapes showing the staff of the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, or ACORN, offering the phony couple assistance to evade federal tax laws, conservative groups with the support of corporate media immediately demanded an investigation and the defunding of the group. Congress quickly complied, passing resolutions cutting off federal funds to one of the nation's leading social justice organizing groups. ACORN has long been a target of the Republican Party and the conservative movement for their successful voter registration drives, getting large numbers of low-income and minority citizens to the polls. But the group, with 400,000 members and offices in 75 cities, also effectively has advocated for increases in the minimum wage and assisted poor families to purchase homes across the nation. It was this largely unreported history of political antagonism between ACORN and the GOP that prompted journalism professor Christopher Martin and politics professor Peter Dreyer of Occidental College to conduct an independent study of the corporate media's flawed coverage of ACORN during the 2008 U.S. presidential campaign. Here, Professor Martin of the University of Northern Iowa summarizes his study titled Manipulating the Public Agenda, Why ACORN Was in the News and What the News Got Wrong. The study found the media often repeated unverified allegations and distortions regarding charges that ACORN was engaged in committing voter fraud.
We actually looked at 647 stories and found that, you know, what happens is that the stories, particularly about ACORN, you know, start with conservative media conservative opinion entrepreneurs, so people like bloggers, lots of blogs and websites, filters up the conservative media like Rush Limbaugh on radio, Glenn Beck on Fox and others on Fox News, like Lou Dobbs on CNN, who's actually, in our study, turned out to be just as conservative as everyone on Fox, and then later gets picked up by the mainstream media. Mainstream newspapers like Washington Post, New York Times, and others. And what we found is that those frames, the way that the conservatives and Republicans framed the story about ACORN, was pretty much taken the same exact way by the mainstream media. And so, you know, if you're looking for liberal bias, I mean, we just didn't find it. I mean, in fact, we found, you know, if anything else, a more conservative bias, because what the mainstream media failed to do in many cases, and actually the majority of the cases, actually fact-check these stories and these allegations that were coming up from the conservative opinion entrepreneurs and the conservative news media. So in terms of last fall, the big story in October 2008 was that, and it was kind of an October surprise in a way, was that ACORN was conducting voter fraud. And that was kind of the initial allegation. And the mainstream media carried that without pointing out, you know, one, that voter fraud and voter registration fraud are two very different things. And they ACORN had was some rogue employees who they'd hired to register voters, as they register voters like lots of organizations around the country. And some people decided to not do their work and, you know, put in phony names that we've probably heard of, like Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. And, you know, ACORN flagged those as they had to, required by law to turn over all the voter registration forms that get turned back in, even ones that look funny to them. And they turn them back to the county boards of elections and say, these don't look right. ACORN ends up getting blamed for doing what's called voter fraud. It wasn't. It was actually just some voter registration irregularities in certain cases. And it would get, you know, made much more into it in the news media than it actually turned out to be. In fact, even John McCain, if you remember the last presidential debate in October, middle October, said ACORN's now on the verge of maybe perpetuating one of the greatest frauds in voter history in this country, maybe destroying the fabric of democracy. With many months removed from that, we realized that didn't happen, and that it was a great exaggeration. And I think, you know, we saw it back in our study, and I think we're seeing a little bit of that same thing right now.
What's the connection, Professor Martin, between the Republican Party's documented history of suppressing voters in particular districts, Democrats, and particularly minority populations, and their attack on ACORN?
Well, this is one of the main reasons why the Republicans don't like ACORN, is ACORN registers voters. One of the activities, they do some other things that they don't like as well, but they register voters in mostly urban areas. I mean, ACORN's in about 70-plus markets around the country in urban areas, and the people they're registering who live in those areas, mostly Latinos and Latinas and African-Americans, tend to vote Democratic. And so the GOP doesn't like them, and actually if you go back historically, You know, I'm not making this up. The GOP actually had a website in May 2009 called stopacorn.gop.org. So, we're not making up anything to say the GOP doesn't like Acorn. I mean, they've been pretty explicit about it in that instance. But they were also explicit about it back in 2006, and it's become more clear to us when testimony from Karl Rove became released just this past August. But it became very clear that the firings, and I think your listeners will remember the firings of the eight U.S. attorneys in 2006 by the Bush administration, and these were actually Republican U.S. attorneys that George Bush had actually appointed, were because those attorneys weren't manufacturing charges and indictments against Acorn back in 2006 as they were trying to, you know, pressure and try to discourage certain voters from voting in that election. So there's been a long-term effort here, and actually David Iglesias in New Mexico was one of the outspoken attorneys, again a Republican, but he said, you know, they were trying to politicize our job and make us bring stuff against Acorn, and that's just not right. So it's been a long-standing animosity. It was kind of below the surface of a lot of news media, at least mainstream media in 2006, although it was certainly in the conservative media, but it blew up in a big way by the fall of 2008. In part because, and I think if Hillary Clinton had been the Democratic nominee, it may not have been as big of a story, but because Obama had a little bit of a linkage to Acorn in his past, they were really trying to tie Obama to, you know, a smeared Acorn organization and said that he was, you know, he's just as bad as Acorn, and they're trying to actually say that the Obama's mounting this big left-wing conspiracy to actually steal the election with voter fraud. So you can see how these things start out in very small in the conservative media, and there's a number of true believers there, and then it gets carried over, sadly, by the mainstream media without any fact-checking. And that's actually the really saddest element for the majority of the country that relies on those news organizations for their news.
That was Christopher Martin, professor of journalism at the University of Northern Iowa, co-author of a study titled Manipulating the Public Agenda, Why Acorn Was in the News and What the News Got Wrong. Read the study online at MediaCrit.com.